everybody. Welcome to Monsters Lounge.
Hi, I'm Tressa. What has happened?
I don't know. I'm Jenny. I took a tiny pause. Maybe my pauses are longer than I think that they are.
They are way longer. They are.
Listen, confused. Yes? We could argue about this all night, but
okay,
I'll
tell the guests to wait for next week. What?
Okay. I don't think we should, because we have a pretty good guest tonight.
We do.
We usually do. Yeah. She's awesome. I'm a big fan. We've had the occasion to meet her on a couple of times, and she's just one of the nicest human beings in the world.
Wow.
Exactly. Now, see, that wasn't too long of a pause.
It was.
She is a certified psychic medium and a master teacher of psychic mediumship development. She also knew from a very young age that she always seemed to know things that other people did not. She's a fantastic human being. And please help me welcome Dia.
Yay!
Hi, everybody!
Dia!
Hello. Hey! How are you guys doing tonight?
Great.
Whatever. Apparently, I paused too long in any of my intros.
Aww. I feel like I gotta fill space. I'm sorry.
Dramatic effect. And I am, a connoisseur of the theater and all of the dramatic effects.
A thespian at heart. We all know.
A thespian at heart. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yet I have sort of a confession to make, but not really a confession. So I am fascinated with mediums, with tarot, with psychic, 1,000%. Think that there's something extra going on in your brain that I'm not privy to, that most of the world is not privy to, but psychics and mediums have this access to. Super fascinated, but I've never gotten a reading of any kind because I am also slightly terrified.
Okay.
So I'm terrified that, one, it's going to be horrible news. Or
it's going to be horrible news about your soul.
Yes, that someone's going to stare into my soul and be like, oh,
I suck. Why are you like that?
Yeah, or the worst fear, if I'm going in with the idea of talking to a past loved one, that they're just not going to show up, which also kind of feeds into the whole oh, no, you're a bad person. They're done. They don't want to talk to you anymore. They're here.
I've had my time.
They just don't want to speak to you.
Oh, God.
All very legitimate concerns. Yes.
Okay,
legitimate.
All right. And that was going to be my question.
I will let you have your fears because I will never take your fears from you. But yeah, a good psychic, should never give up where it's going to be, oh my gosh, something bad is going to happen. It should never be laid with the, oh my gosh, your house is going to burn, or something negative. Because that's not what a psychic reading should be about. A psychic reading should just be about, privy to information of past, present, maybe some things in the future, but really giving you guidance to have you be able to make better decisions for yourself with a little bit more knowledge. So, I mean, every once in a while you do get that stuff. I have gotten this information, I'll confess, I've had a couple of readings now where I've heard somebody's got breast cancer. And I don't look at it and go, oh my God, you have breast cancer, because that's just wrong, Mm-hmm. I'm just like, well, I don't know what's going on. I just feel something here. Can you just do me a favor? Go to the doctor, get it checked. You know what I mean? Because I can't diagnose. And in those cases, both times, a year later, the person sat down with me and I didn't remember them until they kind of reminded me that we'd gone through this. And turned out they had breast cancer and they beat it over that year and won, So you never look at somebody and say, oh my gosh, this is dire going to happen. Maybe it's something's going to happen that's going to change your life, but never in a way that's negative, because that's really going to give, because it's a perception. Negativity is a perception.
Yeah.
Well, when I perceive negative is maybe not what you perceive negative. So to give you that perception is really, it's going to falsify that information that you are receiving in your own mind. So that should never happen.
So if you were looking into my soul and determined that I was not a nice person, perhaps you would phrase it in a way like, hey, I feel like maybe you could use like a spiritual
a smidge
guru,
of therapy.
Or maybe just see a therapist.
Well, let's take that one step further and realize there's no bad souls.
Is that true?
There's no bad souls. You know, everything that's here on Earth is contracted for a reason. No, we're all kind of integrated to help each other kind of expand our own growth of our soul and to uplift things. So, you know, and I always call, you know, the big book of consciousness, you know, where everything happens to you for a reason, whether it's what we deem negative or positive. But it's helped some, you know, say Jenny, by chance, you're just a real jerk, you know, and you come to me because you're just the biggest jerk. You know, you coming to me in that way, if I look at it as, okay, why is she being this way to me? And what am I to learn from this or expand from this? It's totally looking at it in a different aspect that, oh my God, she's just hurting me. You know, so therefore it takes you from being a bad person, what somebody might deem, into something that's really given me something that I need to kind of expand myself. Well, it's kind of like opening the blinders of life and going, wait a second, there's a lot more to this stuff than what we think.
Yeah.
You know, because behind every jerk, there's a story.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason behind it all. And unless you know what the reason is, it's kind of hard to point a finger.
Yeah. In all seriousness, I firmly believe that everyone's doing the best that they can with what they have at that time. And just sometimes circumstances have prevented people from having a great deal of best and maybe just this much best. But it's still reasonably humorous to me to think that someone's going to look into me and it's still like an insecurity in the back of my head where somebody's going to be like, oh wow, oh yeah, those are your unfortunate.
Just look at it this way, every soul is made of love. Every soul is made of love. It's when you put it in the body that it gets all screwed up.
There we are.
Goes back to love. Always goes back to love.
I like that Jenny introducing that has gotten Diet to look deep into Jenny's soul and seeing her deepest, darkest secrets.
She's taking notes right now. Look at her hands over there. She's writing.
She's automatic writing because you got some stuff going on.
I'm just saying. Oh, man.
No, she's thinking about me.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm with Jenny on that. But I fully believe, like, yes, we're all just doing our best here, even if our best is not maybe the best.
It's all comparative, you know, it's all like comparative. Like, what have you been through and where did you come from and what is your best at this moment in time? It might not be your best tomorrow. You know?
Right.
You could be in a terrible mood.
Right. Well, it's just, and it's always have somebody else's perception. It really is. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's just somebody else's. I mean, somebody in this world loved Genghis Khan and thought he was just the best guy that ever lived.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe he was just didn't have his coffee for like 2 years, bro. I don't know.
You know, maybe it's like the story of the lion, right? He had like a thorn in his side forever.
Could have been. No, you never know. You never know. So those are the questions that I say when I die, I'm going to ask.
Yes.
I like that. So that kind of alleviates, you know, if you ever really do readings where you just go, ugh.
Not so far. Because when I get that initial, ugh, I just kind of go, okay, sit with it for a moment. Let's go a little deeper and find out what's going on. A lot of times that is going to come to light, which is going to change my perception of the feeling and go, oh, I get it now. I have an understanding, which just, it kind of takes the rose colored glasses off or the darker ones and gives me a brighter view of that so that I don't come at somebody going, oh, you're just really icky.
Nobody though, because I feel like I don't have any experience with any of this, but like I get the ick from so many people and they prove me right because...
Yeah, but maybe you get to see, like, behind the thing, right? Like,
No, I get that, but still.
Yeah, because you wouldn't believe it's like, you'll get the ick and you'll see a little bit further. Of course, they sat down with you, giving you permission to look there, which is kind of nice. So then when you get in there and you start looking, like, where did this start from? And you see them as maybe a child or something that happened when they were 7 or 8 that really was just so profoundly to them, changed their life. And maybe not for the best for them.
Oh.
And that's what's really cool is when that happens and you're able to bring that to light and they go, yep, that's pretty much it. And you can kind of work on some of those things with somebody. And hopefully they walk away a little bit happier than they were when they sat down. Maybe just because somebody else seen it and understood it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I love that comparison, too, because I had a professor that was, I was absolutely astounded by. She was a DV professor, and we were talking about, you know, her ability to counsel people in variety of areas of that sort of gigantic problem. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, sometimes, yes, it's difficult for me, but everybody deserves help. Because these issues, they come from someplace. It's somebody's not just born terrible. Like it all comes from somewhere.
Exactly. And that's what's one really good thing. It's, and I love counselors and therapists. I mean, gosh, I wanted to be one. I was a psych nurse for 5 years. But a really good psychic can do, you know, a lot of work and, you know, a half an hour, an hour that a therapist can take a year to do. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not bound by, what do you think about that? Or what were you getting from that? You know, I'm bound to have an open mouth and not having a filter and giving you what I received because I've asked you, can I give you this? You know, and sometimes just really putting it on the plate, you know, in front of somebody and saying, here you go, this is what I've got. Hopefully in a really good psychic reading, somebody's going to walk away with that wonderful information. You know, somebody actually gave me a good tip this last weekend because they said, you know, you gave me a 15-minute reading and then a half an hour worth of counseling.
That makes absolute sense because you aren't bound by those like structures that are put in place by like insurance companies, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. I mean, you want to be authentic. You want to have a lot of integrity and you just don't slam somebody with somebody. So a lot of it's like how you present the information, you know, in the best possible way for somebody to accept it or see it and then kind of go from there. So, yeah.
I like that. Code of ethics for psychics. I feel like I'm just going to continue to say I like that.
That's good, though.
Yes.
I like that. That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about it like that before. But yeah, you're totally right. That would be sped up therapy because you're allowed to say things. Not allowed, but
you're allowed to see things as well. Like you can tune in to stuff that a regular therapist isn't going to see or hear or whatever.
Right. Well, and then to see things that maybe they haven't been wanting to speak about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see it and you go, okay, I'm seeing this. I don't know how I want to bridge this, but, you know, I'm seeing you at like 7 and, you know, I feel like there's some things that happened to you at 7 that were really hard for a 7-year-old kid. And then all of a sudden you'll start to see somebody kind of melt a little bit, you know, and you kind of ease into that. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, and I've never told anybody, you know, or something like that. And then all of a sudden, boom, the floodgates open. And again, that stuff a psychic can see that maybe a therapist isn't going to, you know, so it's kind of getting to the heart of something. But also knowing that you can't leave somebody on that low note, you know, because like Jenny said, you know, that's going in and saying something harsh, you know, what or might be felt as harsh. You don't want to leave somebody with that and say, okay, time's wrapped up, let's go. You know,
good luck.
You keep going, you know, you keep going. And yeah, we always have time limits and boundaries. But, you know, if that's coming up close to time, I'm going to be there an extra half an hour because I want to leave them on a high note. I want to leave them on a positivity and I want to help them kind of get through some processes, you know, to be on the other half. So it's somewhat psychic, somewhat soul coach, you know, and somewhere in the middle, you get me. Yeah, you get me.
Yeah. You're not going to unravel some trauma and be like, all right, that's whatever. Here's your bill. Bye.
No, not at all.
See you never.
Yeah. And it's funny because a lot of people laugh at me because I teach and I always tell them if I don't make somebody cry, I didn't do my job. You know, they got to cry. Well, tears are healing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you, it's quite funny because I've had people sit like on the sidelines and watch my readings, like at events, and they'll go, somebody will come in and they're kind of like, you know, I'm pins and needles, like what's going on? And then they see him relax and then they see him laughing and then they got tears crying all over their makeups all over the place. And then they're laughing again and then they're teared up and then they're laughing again and then you're saying goodbye. And they're like, it's such an emotional roller coaster. I'm like, well, it should be.
Yeah.
It really should be. Yeah.
That's life.
I think it's that transparency that is the thing that brings me the nerves about it, and like the fear about like somebody seeing into my soul, because exactly, like, you can go through things in therapy and you still have that little bit of a guard up because nobody can see behind those things, right? But not like a, you know, counselor or something, but a psychic or a medium, like, it's like, oh, I see that. It's right there.
No, don't look there. Like, don't look at that.
Yeah, there's no coverage.
Right.
I've been hiding that for years. No, thank you.
I honestly think a lot of times when somebody comes, when somebody really, really wants that good psychic reading, you know, and they really are looking for some assistance in their life, and I say using a psychic the way that maybe we should be used, they're realizing that stuff might come up. They're realizing that, you know what, maybe this has to come up for me to be able to move on.
Well, that's huge. I mean, you know, you get that pain is the touchstone of growth, you know, spiritual or personal or however you...
Jenny, you're trying to get me to say dynamite sharpens dynamite, because I'll say it. I'll do it right now.
I think you just did.
Oh, just, well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the t-shirt design.
Okay, it's coming.
Yeah, but it's true. You don't have any sort of growth until you look at these painful events or even like painful things that you've done. You don't move on from that until you can see them in the light of day. It's like you bring all of that dark stuff out and you go, okay, well, this is what I'm working with here.
Right. I mean, you still have the people that come and go, oh my gosh, is he going to love me? Is he not going to love me? You know, you still get all of that, but... Mm-hmm. I think you need the light with the heavy sometimes, you know, so it's kind of, I will tell you what, I was a nurse for 21 years and I think I've helped more people in the last 7 or 8 years I've done this full time than I ever did nursing.
I bet.
You know, just because I can show up, I get to do my job, and I always tell people I'm unfiltered. Mm-hmm. So it really kind of helps that. But yeah, it comes with its territory of relationship questions too. So, and the occasional, am I going to win the lottery? Mm-hmm. No, because I'm keeping those numbers for myself.
You're right. You can't have them.
Back pocket.
I'll tell you what, if I give them, I will tell you, I will be the first one to tell you I'm not giving them up.
Why would you? You're not stupid. You're a smart woman.
Yeah.
So Raphael in the chat has a question for you.
Okay.
We do love him. He wants to know if your training as a nurse helped or hindered your abilities as a medical intuitive.
Ooh, that's a blatantly huge question.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Raphael.
110%. But not necessarily. Well, in the psychic world, yes, because I'm also a medical intuitive. And I have found myself, years ago, one thing I realized towards the end of before I retired was I never had an emergency in 21 years. I never had to call a code. I never had an emergency. The closest I ever got to it was getting a hold of a doctor saying, I need this labs for this person. And they're going, well, I'm like, I need them stat. And they're not listening to me. So I got, you know, my upper going, get these labs now. I know something's going on. And as they're wheeling her out for dialysis, I'm like running through hallways to grab her saying no, because the results came right back in time of something I already knew. So I would get information within my body that this was going on or this was going on or something else was going on. So I would go, and sure enough, I'd catch it right before it became an emergency. And I didn't realize my whole career it was this medical intuitive thing or the psychic part of me, which was really kind of, I could be getting a report and somebody's going, well, so-and-so's blood sugars at this, like, and I'm like, what time was that at? Well, that was at 4. I got to go. Why? I got to check her. She's fine. No, she's not. And I go, and sure enough, I get this lady in her third, you know, in her blood sugar's in the 30s. And they're like, how do you know? I don't know. I just knew.
Yeah.
You know, so that happened a lot. And I didn't realize that was actually a lot of training for medical intuitiveness. So, and just being able to use my body as just one huge template to feel other people. So, yeah, the nursing career definitely prepared me for this.
Oh, wow.
110%.
I hadn't even, thank you, Raphael. I hadn't even considered that.
How much of your readings are people who are trying to get in touch with like a past loved one or something along those lines. Is that a common occurrence, or are they just kind of looking for guidance?
A lot. And I was going to address that question earlier, but the other one was more fun. a mediumship is amazing because mediumship is literally, talking to the dead. I always tell people mediumship is dead. Psychic is live. You know, it's kind of most blatant way to put it.
Okay.
Mediumship is dead. People life, you know, psychic is live people. So mediumship, I do a lot of that. I do it. And I will tell you what, I can go to an event. One event will be all mediumship. The next event will be all psychic. So I do a lot of mediumship. And I think it's really cool because before somebody comes, they're like calling grandpa, you know, these are the ones they want to talk to. And that's not always who they get. Because like Jenny said, you're always going to get who you need.
Yeah.
Number one, you're always going to get who you need. And it may not be who you want to talk to. You know, and there's every event, and I always do it as on events, not as personal readings, but every event, somebody will sit with me and go, it's not who I want to talk to, you know, and I'll be like, who we got?
You know? Not my problem.
And I know they're looking at me going, why paying you money? You better talk to them. I'm like, well, they're not moving. You know, so I always kind of go, well, they're not moving. Can we give them 2 minutes or maybe a minute, you know, a minute on the house, if that's what we have to do, whatever it is. And bringing through that information for them, like making sure, you know, they know who I got and it's 110% exactly who they know it is. And then bringing through that message for them. And you will just see tears fly down their faces because it's who they needed to hear. They needed to heal, you know, and this is the spirit that needed to come through and have, you know, and help facilitate with this healing. And it's amazing. And after that's done, then you're going to get who you want, you know? But I always tell people, you know, the number one thing I do, my boss, you know, everybody goes, oh, you work for yourself. No, my boss is spirit. That's who I work for.
Yeah.
You know, say either, you know, anybody ever got me, you know, hired me for a reading, they're sending me money and they want me to talk to grandpa. Sorry, I'm talking, I need to bring through first who is hiring me. And it may not be grandpa that's hiring me. You're thinking about grandpa all the time and grandpa's put my face on your computer, you know, this is the medium we're going with, but really you need to talk to grandma. And grandma was the one with the whip and grandma's the one that's got grandpa in your mind to get a hold of me. And grandma's the one that's picked me, you know, and for whatever reason. So you bring through grandma, she has this beautiful message. You're both crying. It's amazing. Everybody's healing. That's done. Grandpa comes through. Now we've just made it very beautiful. But I always have to bring through that spirit that I know is hiring me on the other side because that's what you truly need.
Wow. Yeah, and they're not going to shut up unless you tell them what they're saying.
Yeah. Who is that?
Do you get spirits who come through and try to get you to get in touch with people who are alive, like just randomly?
No, I don't. And it's a personal choice. It's a personal choice. I'm a firm believer in shutting the hell down. You know what I mean? And I have people go, well, that's just not my nature. I never shut down. Well, you need to learn how to. You need to learn how to turn off an off switch. And it literally is because you'll go crazy. There's, you know, at the end of the day, this is, even though I'm born with this, even though this is me, even though that I separate me from it, one, I would never want to because I feel like you cut off my arms, you know, and my limbs. But I don't need to be open to it 24/7. You know, I don't need to walk into a diner and see your grandma and grandma goes, I have a message. Well, hon, here's my information. Go hook them up with me. You know, and it's not
to be mean. Here's my QR code. Not right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and it's not to be mean because I know people are like, oh, but this is a God-given gift. It is. It is. But so isn't a brain surgeon's a God-given gift. And he can put evenings off and nights off and has an on-call team. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it really is in that aspect. And people don't realize that. You know, they think because you can see these things or sense these things that you should be open all the time. Mm-mm. No, what they don't realize is this body goes through a lot of work to do that. Yeah. You know, anybody that's known me for some time now, they know, you know, only a few years ago, I was 100 pounds heavier, you know, and it's because my body had to work to do what I do, you know. Literally, you've got magnesium in your body. You've got potassium in your body. You know, you got all these things in your body. And what's happened is when I'm raising my vibration to talk to spirit or see stuff in your life, my body's using the magnesium in it, and it's lowering the magnesium, and it's lowering my potassium, and it's lowering my vitamin D. And what happens is when they get so far down, I'm exhausted. Why? My magnesium's my energy. Yeah. Potassium's doing wonderful things for me. You know, my vitamin D's doing all these great things to make this body work. And my energy gets so low, and if I'm not refilling it, I'm hungry for carbs. I'm hungry for sugar. My body's screaming at me to put all this crap in my face to make me feel normal again. So if I'm on 24/7, I'm constantly depleting this body. And that's not healthy. It's just not healthy. Mm-hmm. And when I teach people, I tell them, you need to learn to turn off. Don't worry. When you turn back on, your abilities are always going to be there. It's okay. They haven't gone anywhere. Are you still, even in an off position, you're still going to talk to your guides. If your grandma shows up, you're still going to be talking to grandma. You know, you just don't need to talk to somebody else's grandma. So it's having a strict boundary for your own health.
I don't want to talk to the living 24 hours a day. I can't imagine other people coming in and be like, hey, yeah. I need all of your attention all the time.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I used to work in the field of addictions, right?
Yeah.
And we would have constant burnout because people would not be able to leave it at the office. And that's wonderful as a human being. And that's very generous of you. But there is such a thing as compassion fatigue.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not even thinking about, you know, I like that. I like that you brought up the actual physical manifestation of that, too, because that's not even a thought that occurred to me. You know, I'm thinking about all the emotional stress and all of that fatigue that goes on emotionally and mentally. But I didn't even think about the body part of it.
It's really cool because I don't take any emotional baggage home with me. It's the blessing of being a psychic medium. It all goes, boop, gone. You know, it's just, I always tell people it's none of my damn business. You know, so it's like I have your loved one coming through or your energy coming through. And it's none of my, I'm not part of the conversation. You know what I mean? It's coming through my mouth, but I'm not part of the equation in this. You're a dead person's mouthpiece and you.
You're the telephone.
As soon as they're done, it's gone. I don't carry the emotional with me. I don't carry none of it with me. If they blend it and it's a physical thing, I'm not carrying that. It's gone. I have more people get a hold of me after the reading. You said this. What did it mean? hope you recorded it, you know, or whatever, because it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And on the physical, it's really ironic because I was taught all this stuff about the physical. And I will tell you what, I didn't believe it. I was about this size when I started. I didn't believe it when I heard it. This girl gained a lot of weight. And then literally I went through surgery to lose my weight. And it was literally because I had to have a reset. We tried everything in this body, no matter what we did. I was with a fat doctor, my regular doctor, for like a year and a half. And nothing we did would reset me except for surgery. You know, so we reset me through surgery. You know, started to lose the weight. I have an amazing doctor who didn't believe anything in this stuff. You know, she's the doctor of doctors. And I gave her all this information. She went, oh, you know, but she tested the theory. She tested it, like did my labs. Labs were beautiful. I go and do a couple of weeks worth of readings. I would feel really exhausted and just wiped out. I get a hold of her. I'm like, oh my God, I'm white. She go and get all these labs and, you know, CBC, and, you know, and whatnot. And she go, what happened to you? There's no way you wiped out your potassium in 2 weeks. There's no way. There's no way you wiped out your magnesium. My vitamin D was gone. She's like, there's no possible way. So, you know, I'm lucky because my doctor believes in me because of we've done lab work over, you know, a few years to go, yep, this is going on. So when I call my doctor and I say, I'm wiped, I'm getting muscle spasms like in my brain or like slight ones in my arm, she knows. I mean, I've got a PRM potassium order that I take, you know, before readings, during readings, you know, if I'm starting to feel that, I mean, I know my body so well that I've got magnesium orders that, you know, that are insane that most people would go, how can you take that much? Well, it's proven fact. If I'm not taking, you know, 500 milligrams a day and 1,000 milligrams at least on event days, I will be completely wiped out of magnesium come Monday. I mean, you're going to peel me off the ground. So, You know, I mean, she's medically proven it now, you know, so it's like, and I can show this to people, like, here's 1 week, here's the next week. It's incredible. I'm blessed to have the doctor I have, though.
That's you are.
Take care yeah. of people this way.
And how amazing for you as a teacher to be able to then, when people don't believe, you know, when students write it off or don't believe you, go like, no, guys, like, this is a real thing. Wow.
Yeah. It just happened literally last August 2nd. And this is probably every psychic's, you know, in my world, when I teach psychic mediumship, I always talk about the airy fairy, never talk about what's in the paranormal world. You know what I mean? Because those dead people don't want to hurt me. Then there's a paranormal world. That's a little different story. You know what I mean? So it's night and day. And literally last year, the week before August 2nd, I had a physical, a regular physical, went in and she did all the labs, asked for magnesium. She said, sure, not a problem, did them all. It was within normal limits of everything. Went on a blind investigation with Larry, who was in the comments, and had an amazing investigation. Nothing out of the ordinary. Shut down 110%, started to drive back, stopped on the side of the road to look at a sign. And something I'd been bringing up all day, and going, oh my God, there's this woman. Oh my God. And everyone's like, well, no, her. She is. All of a sudden, there's a little blurb on the side about her. And I'm like, oh my God. And I sucked her in and something else. Two in me at once. Yeah. I mean, and you only hear about this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, right, whatever. Now, remember, I just had my labs not even a week prior. I've got vertigo instantly. Larry's like videoing me on the side of the road. I'm like crying for Chris Fleming, like, find Chris now. Somebody call Chris because I know this is like live or something, because I felt like I was time traveling. I felt like I was all over the place. And for 5 hours, 4 or 5 hour car drive bike, I vomited most of it. Something stopped and got me some Dramamine, fed it to me, knocked me out, got me home. I felt I was doing better. Within an hour, I was in the emergency room. They did a stroke code on me because they thought for sure, you know, like I had a stroke going on. That was incredible. Found out no stroke. By then, the labs are coming back. My potassium, all these labs that were normal the week before are way below normal standards. Way below. And they're like, there's no way. And then my sodium, which was low the week before, was through the roof. So it was like, okay, we're not afraid of a heart. We're not afraid of a stroke now. We're afraid of a heart attack. So then the ER doctor is talking to my doctor and then talking to some other people. They're like, she's a medium. Well, what was she doing today? Ghost hunting. That's what I was doing. Next thing you know, doctor's like medicating me, giving me some fluids, giving me some potassium, bringing all those levels back to normal and going, I can medicate you, but what's going on is spiritual. I mean, the ER doctor literally looked at me and said, this is spiritual. There's nothing I can do to stop this other than medicate you. Oof. So I went and found a spiritual team to get out what was put in and go from there. So, but physically, they were able to prove it. Like, you tell this stuff to somebody and they think you're cracked. Mm-hmm. You know, and the doctors are going, there's no way medically, there's no way you could have had all this wiped out of your body in literally about 5 days.
You're like, hold my beer.
Yeah. What's watch up? Me go
done
from
both. And done.
You know, yeah. So it's very possible. And that's why I tell my students all the time, take care of your body, take care of it. This is this vessel that we have and we need it. I mean, granted, we don't always take a host, become a host for it, but we need this body and it's the only thing we've got to kind of get through this life, and taking years off isn't any fun. So
it's hard.
Being mindful of it's great.
Hey, we're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll come back, and Jenny probably has more questions.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity that you get, that, wow, how have I been living like this feeling? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for just $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. Wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. The quality that I've received from Mint Mobile is second to none. And I've tried them all. And this is an amazing company to work with that actually cares about their clients and the prices that they charge. So if you're on that fence wondering, should I make the shift? You're going to get great coverage. You're going to get great customer service and all of the bells and whistles you expect from the bigger brand names. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans and their jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/P60. That's mintmobile.com/P60. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/P60. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to just $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Okay, my little darklings, I know, just by looking at me, you think that guy does not work out. Well, you'd be right. And aside from just looking at me and knowing I don't work out, I was quickly reminded of the fact that I don't work out because I've got subscriptions to not one, not two, but 3 different apps to help me maintain my weight and get in shape and feel better. 3 apps that I worked diligently when I first signed up for them for about a week and then forgot all about them. But thankfully, Rocket Money didn't forget about them. I'd forgotten all about 3, not one, not two, but 3 different subscriptions to 3 different organizations. And here I am, still dumb, still fat, and losing money every month without even paying attention to it. I think some of you out there might understand the predicament I'm in, and that's why you need to get Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over all of my subscriptions and a clear view of exactly where my money is going. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved now a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/P60. That's rocketmoney.com. .com/P60. Rocketmoney.com/P60.
Hey, we're back.
Yay.
Jenny, what was that question you were going to ask?
I love this one. Really like that. Thanks. Tessa.
You're welcome.
Not at all thrown any place. Yeah, that's totally fine.
I'm really glad you told that story to you because it's such a great story.
It is.
Took your beginner class and you told us then, and I love it so much. It's so affirming to know that, you know, it's not just in your head. It's actually physical as well.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I tell people, everybody's psychic. And I'm going to upset a lot of mediums out there because I do. Everybody's a medium too. And it's always been said for so long. Every psychic, every medium's a psychic, but not every psychic's a medium. Well, every person talks to their dead grandma. So guess what? That makes you a medium. You know, you may not practice as much as I am to talk to my grandma, but as long as you can talk to yours, that's what's classified as a medium in the dictionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was also not something that I knew before the class, the separation of psychic and medium. Yeah. I wasn't aware of the different definitions. And so that was something fun that we learned.
Well, yeah. That's something learned fun tonight. That I learned tonight.
Yeah.
What can I do in my world to prevent Tressa from asking me to ask a question and then immediately shutting me down? Because
Jenny, shut up.
If you
basically
see it coming, Jen. See it coming.
I never do.
Come
I
on.
Do.
Right here. It's me. Every time.
Every time.
Every time I fall for it. Oh, she is just such a big pain in the butt.
You're welcome, Jenny.
So I do have a question, and it might be a little bit of a dumb or naive question. But
no such thing.
Is there are
I know, but I'm there trying are to make such you feel things. Better.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So like I make things, right? Like create things like art and whatnot. And when I try to describe the process, it's like I don't know, there's something in my brain and then something weird happens with my hands and then I'm making this thing that I'm seeing in my brain. How is it when you start to see, when you start to intuit things about people, or like how does that, is it a tickle in your brain? Do you just kind of see flashes, or?
Everybody is different. Every single person is different how they receive their information. You know, for myself, prior to getting training and realizing how I was really predominantly receiving my information, I always seen images in my mind, constantly had images in my mind all the time. I was in this relationship for 12 years that was a really bad relationship, and he did some really stupid things, and I would see it in my brain before it would actually happen, and therefore I was like, am I causing it? Am I not causing it? Am I crazy? It was before all my training, you know? Yeah. So I would predominantly see flashes of images. I didn't realize that I was also hearing things. And when I say hearing, it's how your brain interprets words. So it's not by the naked ear. It's actually by a thought process. Mm-hmm. So everybody's different in how they receive their information. You know, I predominantly hear, you know, and I always tell spirit, I don't want to play Pictionary. I don't want to see images. I don't. Mm-mm. I don't want to play guessing games. I like to hear you, so that's how we do it. And if they show me an image, I'm like, and then I got to figure out what the image is. So that's for myself, you know. Now, if I'm doing medical intuitive, I'm predominantly feeling something, you know what I mean? So that's a different sense. So I'm predominantly feeling something, you know. I could be just sitting there like, I know. You know, when you just know things for no stupid reason,
yeah.
That's another, you know, that's just clear knowing. So everybody receives their information a different way and how they receive their information. So, which is, you know, it's just for yourself to figure out how it's coming in and then recognizing it. So that when it happens again, you go, oh, I know what's going on. And then you'll be, you know, dropping Tressa down before she even gets, you know, a chance. Because you'll be going, I have a question. Hold on. And then you can finish your question.
I'll just talk over her like this. Well, yeah. Like she's trying to talk, I'll talk. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
And I do the same thing to her.
Yeah.
No, I don't, because I'm a lot nicer than Tressa. But
that's not true.
Okay.
I don't know if that's
I'm just known
true.
As the nice one. It's yeah. fine. It's totally fine. Tressa, did you have a question?
Well, I want to get into... Thank you for asking, Jenny. I want to get into soul contracts a little bit.
Okay.
It's a subject that I am fascinated by.
Which, if yes. somebody can explain exactly what that is, yes. because I was unaware until Tress and I were talking about it earlier today,
mm-hmm.
and what I thought was a lot different than what it actually is.
Or, that or the interpretation. That's listened in class, and I love
That's
that.
That's correct.
Soul contracts are really, really cool, because remember when I said that really nothing is kind of negative in your life? Everything kind of happens for a reason. And it's quite frankly because, and I always, in class, I always teach it this way. Like, you know, you die, you know, everybody in this lifetime says, there's no way in hell I'm coming back. You know what I mean? That sucked, whatever. This is my last lifetime. And then you pass, you transition to the other side, and you're like, oh my God, that was so cool. That experience was amazing, you know, because we're here for an experience. You have to remember.
This is the roller coaster part of the existence.
It is. It's a roller coaster party. Your soul only knows love, pure love. I mean, what do you think heaven is? It's love. That's all it is. So for the soul to understand something other than love, it has to enter a body. And I always tell people, don't think that Earth is the only form to have a body. Dumb bodies are all over the galaxy. You know what I mean? You could be pink elephant someplace flying around in a bubble. I don't know. You know, I'm thinking yes. that's the easy life.
Yeah, absolutely. You're in a bar in the 60s in some other dimension. It's great.
Exactly. And that's true. You have dimensions going on at all at the same time. I mean, it gets really kind of hairy. But then, you know, that's when you need Chris Fleming and Mike Ricksecker on.
We had him last week.
I'll tell you, I love Mike Ricksecker. Oh my God, he's amazing. And he can explain dimensions without confusion. It's awesome. Anyway, it's because he knows which one he's in.
Yeah, it depends on who he's talking to. It's understandable.
So in a soul contract, you know, I always say, okay, this is what happens. You know, you're on the other side and you're like, okay, I want to go back and I want to experience something. And I always use the love as one of those things. You want to experience love. And everybody goes, well, I'm a soul. You know about love. No, you know about pure love. You don't know about all the other aspects of love. So you're going to call up this dude, one of your guides, and you're going to make an appointment like 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning and say, hey, dude, can I come in? He's going to go, excuse me. It's you again. Just bleep that one out later. He's going to say, oh, my God, it's you again. Yep, it's me. I'm going back again. And you're going to walk through, and he's going to say, oh, okay, Jenny, it's you. Place the war map down on the desk. And I always say it's like a war map, you know, because we're sending you back to war. He's going to put your name at the top. He's going to go, Jenny, what do you want to learn? What do you want to experience this time? You're going to go, love. He's going to go, great. That's not an easy topic. You know, because it's not. Love is such a huge array of things, you know. So he's going to put your name on top. He's going to put love underneath there. And he's going to go, okay, who are you going to be born to and what time? You've already researched what time you want to be born. What's the perfect time astrologically for you to be born and to what parents? And you're going to go, okay, this is the date and the time that I want to be born, and I want to be born exactly in this location. That's how astrology works. But I want these sicky, sappy, love-dove, hippie parents. You know? On top of it, there are missionaries too. You know, I picked perfect parents for love. Great. That's going to happen. That birth is going to happen to these people this time. You're going to look at him next. He's going to go, okay, what's the next plan? Okay. Well, I want to be with them for like 3 years of my life in the States, in Indiana. You know what? Just getting this love of a little family. Great. That's going to happen. But at 3 years old, I want us to go out to some third world country. Perfect. At three, you all jump a plane and you end up in Africa. That is going to happen no matter what. Why? Because you want to experience love in a different aspect. Parents giving love to somebody else. They're teaching you to give love to somebody else. At 5 years old, you're going to want a brother to be born. So at five, you're going to contract that you come back to the United States because mom's no fool. And that's going to happen because you've contracted for that. And when that little boy comes here, boy, you made a bad decision. Why? Because now you got to share love, you know? But you're learning a different aspect of love. So you only want that to go on for a few years. You're like, okay, when I hit 10, I want us to go back to another country. And that's going to happen. And at 12 years old, dad's going to contract some disease and die. And that's going to happen. And you're going to have experienced loss of love. And mom can't handle it, so mom flies y'all back. And that's going to happen. And at 15, mom's going to fall in love with somebody else and get married. And you're not going to like them. And that's going to happen. And that's a rejection of love from your part, not from theirs. And it keeps going. It keeps going. You're going to have contracted periods that are going to happen in your chart no matter what. And you're going to contract with other people. Like when mom's second husband comes in, you're also contracting which man's going to come that you're not going to like. So you can have that other aspect of love or loss of love or rejection of love to happen. So you have all these pillars in your life that you're contracting for, okay? Those things are definitely going to happen. That's your destiny. Well, then I always look at people, but then the Bible tells you you have free choice, right? So we get confused at this point. Well, the problem is between each pillar, you've got wonderful free choice going back and forth. You've got time to play everywhere. And that's why you got have guides on the other side to say, okay, Jenny's got to be at this point at this time. This is her next point. Let's get her back to where she needs to be. So that's where a psychic comes in, okay? Because they'll come and say, oh my gosh, what do I need in my life? All I'm going to do is give you information, what I see on pathways, because I know no matter what, you're going to get to right where you need to be when you need to, but which path are you going to take to get there? And that's the choice that you have to make. So that's where the soul contract comes in at. When you're born, your soul knows when it's going to be born. It's going to know, you know, a bunch of things that are going to happen no matter what. what you're supposed to experience through those for the most experience for your soul. You're going to have a lot of pathways in between that you're going to experience more stuff. And then you're going to die when you're contracted to die. And all along the whole thing, you're also contracted with other people to help other people along their path.
Yes, the combination of contracts. I love every bit of this. It's so complicated. It's so good.
It weaves and it flows. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know?
It is. And I think about it all the time. Can I get a copy of that contract? Just let me look over it real quick.
The funny thing is I know people that have told me they've gone in and rewrote the contract.
What?
And
that's
a
thing?
Well, they tell me it is. And I'm like, why are you doing that? No. And they're like, well, I wrote it too hard. You made that contract when you were on the other side. You perfectly weaved it while you're on the other side. Now you're in a human body.
And you're an idiot.
You can do and not see everything.
Yeah.
So the people that tell me, and they tell me they've done it. I've never tried to do it because I'm like, I'm not messing with that one.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I'm thinking to myself, if I wrote this contract and signed this contract and developed this while I knew everything, why am I going to mess with something that I only know this much of?
That's like going to an attorney, having them write up a contract, leaving that office and be like, this is stupid. I'm going to make my own with Sharpie and a legal pad.
Listen, that's how I write all my contracts.
I know. And you need to stop doing that.
I need you to stop complaining about it. You signed it regardless.
Well, it was all my options. I didn't know anything else.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and that's why it's like, you know, when we die, people always think that, you know, so many people think death is death. Well, no, death is just a transition. You're just getting rid of this body. You're going back. The soul's going, you know, when the soul gets on the other side, they had so much growth from this life that it's basically, it's getting a promotion on the other side. The soul's leveling up a little higher. It's getting promoted to a bigger part in the sky, you know? So why mess with perfection while you're here? Just live it to the best you can. You're never going to understand everything while you're here, no matter how hard you try, because you're not supposed to.
No.
But trying to take blinders off really helps, so you can see a little bit more.
And honestly, I'm fine if the only reason I'm here is just, like, to experience it and not level up. Like, that's fine.
Well, you're
because
going
back
to.
There, it's even better. Like,
well, and that's the cool thing, because when you die and you transition, you get to understand it all. You know, you get to, you go, oh, my God, that was amazing, because, oh, my gosh, I learned all this stuff. It's kind of like going to school and they're trying to teach you algebra and you're like, oh, my God, it's just, you know.
Why?
That one teacher that just cracks it for you and the whole world of algebra wakes up and you're going, where was this the whole time? Like, oh, my gosh, this is incredible. And that's basically what happens when you transition. It's like, that's why I went through all this crap. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
When the instructor finally equates quantum physics with Bigfoot and you finally start to get it,
Linda,
Jenny.
That's about Jenny. That's about it. Or how you can just touch a shark on its nose and it'll turn away and you don't have to be afraid.
Jenny.
I haven't figured that one out yet, but I watched it.
Let's talk about more of my favorite things.
I'm sorry, Jenny. I interrupted you with my hilarious jokes. But I think we have time for one more question, if you have one.
It's just amazing to think about that. And I think that regardless, Tressa, you're still leveling up, even if you're just enjoying life, because...
Mm-hmm. What if I'm not?
When you're really and truly enjoying life and living it, you are experiencing things that you're learning from. I don't think that there's... I don't think you can truly enjoy life without learning and growing, even if that comes from pain.
Yeah.
But there's, this is all gravy.
Dynamite, you're right.
Yeah. Well, so this is all gravy, man. We could be good people walking here, so.
Exactly.
I mean, anything could happen at any point in time. So every single day that you have, that you get to experience the world around you, that you get to sense things, smell things, see things, whatever it is, you're living, and that's enjoyable.
Yeah. Exactly. And every day you learn a little bit more, the blinders come off a little bit more, and you see a little bit more, and you understand a little bit more, which is really cool.
I like to think about it like the neurons in your little brain space that just start firing and connections. Little brain space. Don't minimize my comparison to tiny neurons and tiny
brain. You said I had a little brain space. So
now that's the whole scientific nature of a psychic medium, so we don't have time for that today.
But I would like to get into that at some point in time, so you will have to come back and talk to us.
Well,
will you, Diet?
Of course I would. I love you, too.
Oh, we love you.
That means we're not evil souls.
No, not at all.
We fooled her again.
Totally nailed it.
High five. Other way. There you go. Woo. Listen. Oh, boy. Hey, we should probably wrap this up because any question I could possibly ask is going to be very lengthy of an answer because that's what I want from it. So.
Yeah, I like to talk, so there you go.
And I love to listen.
Yeah. Because I'm going to be thinking about this for the rest of the night.
Yeah, like, Jenny's got a lot to process.
Yeah, but that's good because it's only like 2 more hours and it's over, so there you go.
All kinds of thoughts going on now.
Listen, thank you so much, Diet. I am so glad that you explained the soul contract to Jenny because I tried to and I was like, I know some guys do some stuff. It's fine. It's good.
I'm thinking about meditation and how all these things tie into the paranormal and like when we ascend with the,
Yeah, it's all great.
Oh, there we go.
Isn't it exciting, Jenny, that we're like learning things?
Meditation is like the bottom of everything and then everything.
All right. Anyway,
that was descriptive. I'm glad that was part of the podcast. My hand motions.
Do you have anything you want to promote at all?
Oh boy, I think we talked about this earlier, and you're just going to have to find me on Facebook, TikTok.
Yes, I will have all of the links to all of your things in the show notes, so it'll be super easy to find.
You know, I didn't get off my tush to go look at my book. I just over the next month and a half, I'm going north and northwest. So it's north Wisconsin and into Minnesota and higher up in Minnesota into the far left corner of Minnesota before North Dakota. And there's that. So doing a lot more traveling soon. I do have a cruise though in September.
Oh, tell us about the cruise.
Oh my gosh, I should. I am working with a lady, and they can find it on my Facebook, but we are doing a Caribbean cruise. It's Psychic at Sea, which is really cool. I can always, after the show, put the information for it in the comments so people can see that. But it's Psychic at Sea, where we're doing the cruise line, Caribbean cruise line, and it's middle September. Yeah, there's that. And next year in May, beginning of May, I'm taking a group to Ireland. So with Secret Ireland Tours. Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go over because I really wanted to be there for Beltane. So we're going to try to hook my group up with another very famous lady witches group and see if we can make it together for the Beltane and the Beltane fire over there. This is this huge thing that goes on for Green Man and Beltane. So we're going to see if we can make that happen. So yeah, I got those two major, major things going on the next just over a year or so. And on top of it, just a ton of events that I'm all over the place. So, but either one, tell them I sent you because I'll tell you what, it's going to be a blast. Readings at sea, healings at sea, parties at sea, you know, all of it.
Jenny, amazing. We need sponsors.
I know we do. Also, I know that you have bookings and classes and courses available on your website.
I do. My website, is diet.us. So us is kind of like me and my guides and your loved ones and everybody else's loved ones. So it's diet.us, bringing it all together.
I took Diet's beginner class and it was great. It was so good. And I can't say enough good things about it. It was everything I wanted it to be. And a little bit more. And now she's, I don't know what the right word for it, but we're doing like a mentorship thing.
We are. We're also
excited about.
Jenny doesn't look like she knew about it.
No, I did. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about this because on just a person who knows her level, I just am so
she's messed up.
I'm so glad
someone else has taken her off my hands.
I'm so excited about all of this and to see her grow and do all of the things is going to be don't so be cool.
gross.
Yeah. Shut up, you're gross.
Anyway, Diet, thank you again.
Thank you guys. It's been awesome. Thank you.
So much love to you. Everybody else, we'll see you next week. Don't forget to subscribe and rate and junk. And we'll, again, see you next week. Bye.